For 3 decades, the anti-abortion movement tried to drive Dr. George Tiller out of business. 5 years ago, the doctor who performed late-term abortions was shot and killed in his church. His clinic was closed. But Eileen LeBlanc from member station KMUW in Wichita, Kansas, reports a new clinic now stands in its place.
It was Sunday, May 31st, 2009, and Dennis Webb was driving past the Reformation Lutheran Church in his neighborhood.
I drove by and saw traffic and emergency traffic and had no idea. But I had that haunted feeling because I knew who was here.
Former district attorney Nola Fulston answered the phone at her house. It was the police.
And I arrived at the church before the police did. And so I sat with Jeannie Tiller and her daughter and with Dr. Tiller's body right there.
Dr. Tiller was an usher at church that morning, along with Gary Heppner. They finished their greeting duties and walked out into the waiting area to get a donut.
I seen a figure coming out of my peripheral vision. I looked over like that. The gun was up to George's head like I'm pointing my finger at you now. The gun goes off. I go, is that a real gun? Then George fell, and I said, oh, my God, you know, in my head, you know. And then he took off, and I took off after.
Several hours later, a man was arrested as he was driving towards Kansas City.
Driver, step out of the vehicle and face away from me. Driver, stop. Where's the gun?
At his trial, Scott Roeder admitted killing George Tiller, insisting that what he did was necessary.
I did what I thought was needed to be done to protect the children. I shot him.
Roeder was convicted of first-degree murder and given an enhanced sentence of 50 years. Dr. Tiller's clinic had been the target of protests for many years. It was bombed in 1986. In 1993, Tiller was shot in both arms. It was in 1991 that a massive effort organized by the Pro-Life Action Network and Operation Rescue descended on the city. Back then, there were three clinics that provided abortion services here. But the protest epicenter was at Tiller's clinic. Thousands streamed in from across the country.
You know, I'm surprised. I hear all the time what a pro-choice majority there is. There's only a handful of people over there, and there are hundreds of us.
They did everything. They laid down.
Former DA Nola Fulston.
They wouldn't walk. The officers had to carry them. They cried that there was brutal treatment.
What activists called the Summer of Mercy lasted for 6 weeks and was repeated 10 years later in 2001. The presence of sidewalk counselors near the clinic's driveway continued almost on a daily basis. But in the years before his death, George Tiller did not shy away from the gates of his clinic, nor from the media coverage, including numerous attacks, such as Fox Network's Bill O'Reilly's nickname for Dr. Tiller.
Dr. George Tiller, known as Tiller the Baby Killer.
Through it all, Tiller remained defiant and vocal. Here he is speaking a year before his murder.
The good news is that in Kansas we are able to use the full implementation of the Roe versus Wade decision, which allows us to do post-viability terminations of pregnancy.
After Tiller's murder, his clinic, which was the last place in the city providing abortion services, closed. Since 2009, Kansas has also banned post-viability abortions and tightened the laws regulating procedures. But in April of last year, Southwind Women's Center opened in the very same building where Tiller's clinic was. Executive Director Julie Burkhart worked for George Tiller for 7 years. Her clinic now offers abortion care for pregnancies under 22 weeks along.
About 1 in 3 women are going to have abortions in their lifetimes. We all know somebody. If you think about women who are having abortions, nationally about 60% of all women having abortions are already mothers.
Across a cedar fence and past the sidewalk counselors is a clinic called Choices, which offers alternatives to abortion. Medical Director Dr. Scott Stringfield.
We are here next door to provide a visible, viable medical alternative to what they're considering. And by God's grace, we've impacted and influenced many, many women. There have been many who we haven't.
5 years after Tiller's death, the cedar fence between the two clinics still splits the sides of the abortion debate. But now, instead of chanting and protest, there is sometimes conversation. For NPR News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc in Wichita.